Welcome to the end of year ritual to choose your theme word for 2023. This is Tabby Biddle here, and I'm so happy to welcome you to this ritual, one of my favorites. So I will go ahead and walk you through this ritual step by step, but first, please make sure that you have a pen and paper nearby because you will do some writing in this ritual. Okay, so go ahead and grab that, please, so that's nearby. And then once you're ready, please get yourself in a comfortable seated position and go ahead and close your eyes and take three long, deep breaths to get yourself centered and connected to your body. Continue breathing, deep inhalation, deep exhalation. And go ahead and place one hand on your heart and the other hand on your lower belly as you continue breathing, long, deep breaths, feeling your belly rise and fall with each breath. As you breathe, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to allow the answer to come more from your body than your mind. Okay, so here's the question. What do you want more of next year in 2023? What do you want more of next year? Might it be peace, more love, more joy? Maybe more happiness, more abundance, financial abundance, more truth, justice, or something else? What do you want more of next year? Again, listen to your body. Your inner voice. Take a moment to consider this, what you want more of in 2023, and write this down. Okay? If you have more than one word that came to you, that's fine. Okay? Just write all of your words down. Now look at your piece of paper and circle the word that has the most resonance with you. Okay, this is the one that makes you feel the most excited, perhaps even giddy inside. And also it could make you feel a little scared because you may not be used to claiming this word for yourself. Give yourself permission to claim this word. Okay, the word you circled is most likely the best choice for your 2023 theme word. If you ended up circling two or three words because they all resonated with you equally, perhaps there's a way to combine the words like I did one year with feminine political voice. And then I also did that another year, which was last year, with bountiful queen. Okay. Both of those years that really worked for me. So if you're having a few words that want to come together, please go ahead and do that. That would be your theme phrase. So once you've chosen your word or your phrase, now go ahead and close your eyes again and take three long deep breaths. To connect once again or connect more deeply with your body. And again, place one hand on your heart and the other hand on your low belly, feeling your belly rise and fall with each breath. As you breathe, Begin to silently or quietly say your theme word or phrase several times until you can feel it in your body. Okay, for example, this year my word is peace. So I'm going to repeat that several times. Peace. 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 So I invite you to say your word or phrase several times over until you can feel it in your body and notice how it feels in your body. You may want to even add the words ahead of it saying, I am claiming, and then fill it in with your word. For example, I am claiming peace for myself. From here, allow yourself to envision what it would look like for you to have more of this theme word in your life in 2023. Okay, what would this look like in your personal life? Your relationships? Your business and/or career? What do you see? How does it feel? Okay, allow yourself some space to expand your vision. Okay, not holding back. Giving yourself permission to dream and imagine what would it look like for you to have more of this theme word in your life next year. In your relationships, in your business, in your career, in your personal life. If you'd like to go longer with this visualization, you can press pause and then return to it once you're ready. I'm going to go ahead and help you bring your visualization to a close. I invite you to bring both of your hands to your heart. Bow your head gently, thanking yourself for showing up for this ritual to honor yourself, honor your dreams, honor what you want and desire for this coming year. And also thank any benevolent guides, deities, ancestors, or any other support system that you connect with on a larger cosmic level. Perhaps the Divine Mother. And now I invite you to transition to writing on a piece of paper, a 2-minute stream of consciousness writing about what you saw or heard and or felt in your visualization. You may also want to make a drawing or a collage that visually represents your theme word and or what you saw in your visualization. Okay, that's not required, but if that's something that's calling to you, I encourage that. And I want you to know it also works great to simply write the word on a piece of paper and put it in a place where you're going to see it on a daily basis. Okay, I encourage you to allow this word or this phrase to be an anchor and a grounding force for you for this upcoming year. And I also encourage you that once you've chosen your word or your phrase, to stick with it. Okay, your commitment to it will bring the results that you desire. Now, I do want to say there is one exception here. If you feel that there's a new focus that wants to emerge partway through the year, then please do honor that. Okay? Your inner voice and your intuition know best. I've done this ritual for multiple years, in fact, the last 7 years, and it always works for me. I've had a very positive experience with it, so that is why I'm sharing it with you today. So, what is your theme word for 2023? If you'd like to be witnessed in this or receive accountability around this, I invite you to share it with a few trusted friends and or family members. Maybe even with your larger community, if that suits you, or on social media. But if you prefer to be more private about it, that is totally fine. Okay, please listen to your inner voice and listen to what's best for you. I wish you many blessings in 2023. I want to remind you that you are worthy of being seen, heard, respected, honored, and celebrated as the powerful and loving force that you are in this world. Thank you for showing up today. I wish you many blessings. And so it is. Bye-bye for now.